All right, we're back with Luke and Isaac Olsen of the Olsen Band, and we're talking about a television appearance, which you guys taped yesterday. Is that a live show?
Oh, that's a pre-recorded show, so it'll be played back in a month or so.
And when you have an exact date, definitely let us know so we can put that out there. But how'd you get involved with that show?
Our manager just reached out like a few months ago. I think it was before quarantine, and I think they said they were interested in having us. They just have, you know, they focus on the bands in the Northwest area, and we grew up here, so that helped us out, and we've been playing here for years and years now, so... But he reached out, and then they just got back to him recently because they canceled everything. Well, they were going to start shooting, I think, in April, obviously. And now it's a little different format because they usually have, like, a crowd there and people. But now it's, like, the social distancing format, so we won't or didn't have a crowd there. But it's still a really cool thing. We're excited. It's going to be on Alaska Airlines Entertainment.
Oh, cool.
Or in flight.
You're going to be in-flight entertainment, Luke and Isaac.
No, so I've been thinking I can't wait to go on Alaska and just kind of pull it up and just start watching myself and then see if the person next to me notices.
Oh, that'd be the best. Hey, you check know, it out. These guys are pretty good. What do you think?
You know? Like, oh, they're trash.
I don't like that garbage. Well, hopefully they'll make the connection and be kind. But yeah, looking forward to seeing that. I can't wait. So when, as soon as you get a date for air, let us know and put it out on our website and whatnot too. So now I got to ask about Kaylee. Now you guys, the last I talked with you guys, Kaylee was no longer in the Olsen Band. It was you're just the Olsen Band, and then that's a separate entity. But Luke, you do something with her. Separately, the project so far is being called just Luke and Kaylee. So now, is that still the same, or has there been any changes in that?
That's the same. So we've been working on music separately as well, and we've played some shows recently because Nashville opened up in the past couple weeks, and we've been singing down there on Broadway at the Stage. And we'll still be putting out music together as well, and hopefully she'll
feature on some stuff some of our shows this summer.
We're still hoping we can all get back together for some of our shows here and there, and we'll see how that works out.
Well, hopefully too, because it's always I think a great element that you guys always brought to the Olsen Band show was, even though Kaylee wasn't a part of the whole show, whenever you would bring her in, it was really like just like this little something different throw in the middle of it, you know, breath of fresh air kind of a thing, which she always seemed to bring that to the act. So I think that'll be missed at some shows. But
yeah,
and now, so you guys are writing your own songs together, you and Kaylee, and then you and Isaac write your own songs for the Olsen Band. So that's got to be kind of tough for you sometimes, though, Luke, I would imagine. Like, do I do this one with Isaac, or do I do this one with Kaylee?
Well, you know, the one that, I write a lot, you know, together. So if I write a song with Isaac, then obviously, you know,
write a romantic duet, usually.
Then I guess we could cut it with Kaylee, but then most of the songs I write with Kaylee, then we'll, you know.
Well, they're more they're relationship songs between, obviously, like a man and a woman, or a husband and a wife, or a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Which
most of them, a lot of them are like that. Yeah,
which really
usually
it's
pretty clear if it's a Luke and Kaylee song or the Olsen Bros song, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.